A new firearm, or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This second half hour of hour number two here on Tuesday, Tiger Tuesday, October 7th. Again, they're playing at 4 o'clock today at home, Comerica Park. Hoping they can pull it off, go up 2-1 over Seattle. We'll have to wait and see. We have a problem with this governor and this attorney general. Why they continue to fight the tunnel project for Line 5 is beyond me. But looking at a quote-unquote general review of alternatives to boring a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac that would encase the Line 5 pipeline shows that the multi-billion-dollar project is not in the public's best interest because of other alternatives that exist. According to an updated reboot of the PLG consulting report on the project, PLG consulting found that within 3 months, 87% of Line 5's current oil volume could be moved at comparable costs. Within 18 months, 100% of the supply could be replaced with things other than pipelines. Rail, trains, and boats. An orderly shutdown of Line 5 is not just an economic or environmental issue. It is a matter of upholding fundamental legal and sovereign principles, according to the PLG consulting report. Closing the pipeline honors the federal court order that was obtained by the Bad River Band, affirming tribal sovereignty over their reservation lands where easements have now expired. It also respects state sovereignty as the state of Michigan is acting to protect the Great Lakes from a catastrophic spill in the heart of the Straits, and reinforces Great Lakes laws designed to protect the world's largest freshwater system from an unacceptable risk. Okay, first of all, we got to stop right there. You're talking about putting oil on boats. Those boats, those large ships, oil freighters, would have to traverse the Great Lakes. Now, God knows, we never have any storms on the Great Lakes. Oh, wait a minute. This coming Friday, October 10th, 1975. You guys remembered Edmund Fitzgerald? They had iron ore. You guys are wanting to put petroleum oil on boats and have them traverse the Great Lakes. And or trains that would be moving above ground. Now, God knows there's never any rail accidents ever. Trains run all the time and have a 100% absolute no problem guarantee that they won't have a train wreck. That's where the slogan comes from. This is an absolute train wreck. Well, according to this consulting firm, much of the replacement would come from rail at a cost of between $15 and $35 million and could be completed within 18 months. Additionally, the consulting firm suggested that the vast majority of the replacement crude oil could actually come from U.S. sources instead of Canada, creating a completely new market opportunities for American oil producers and exporters, according to the report. Well, when MERS News Service reached out to Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy, he said that the PLG report's recommendations, quote, defy common sense, impose a serious risk to the environment. He said, trying to expand train or boat traffic with oil carriers would be environmentally very dangerous and harmful and could take years, if not decades, to permit and build. Enbridge's marine capacity is already at capacity. Again, replacing Line 5's capacity would require over 2,500 tanker trucks or 850 rail cars every single day. This would add pressure to the already congested roads, railroads, and oil shippers' capacity. Michigan Public Service Commission has already stated they agree it would take over 2,100 tankers and 850 rail cars daily to do what the pipeline does, which would make spillage even more feasible. In its order approving the tunnel project, the Michigan Public Service Commission stated, without the pipeline's operations, suppliers would need to use higher risk and more costly alternative fuel supply sources, as well as transportation for Michigan customers. Those who use propane for home heating or business heating would be compromised. MPSC also found other modes of transportation, like moving Line 5's products, such as by truck, rail, oil tanker, or barges, would likely increase environmental impairment and increase the risk of spills that could significantly harm the Great Lakes and its environment. At the end of the day, bottom line, Duffy said the best long-term solution is the Great Lakes Tunnel Project, period. Why can't the governor and the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, why can they not understand this? There's only one conclusion that you can come up with. I'm going to refer once again to Dr. Michael Savage, a conservative talk show host who lives out in San Francisco, California. Even though San Francisco has gone downhill, Savage still lives there. He actually did some science. As a doctor, he actually studied DNA. He absolutely looked at the human genes to determine one thing and wrote a book about it. The title of the book, folks, is Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. Obviously, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel have these mental disorders. There's something wrong in their DNA code. They don't look at facts. They don't look at science. They don't look at mathematical projections. They don't understand numbers. They have no common sense. For them, everything is based on emotions and theories that cannot be proven with scientific facts. Don't they understand that by moving these products through a pipeline encased in concrete in a tunnel that was drilled through rock to replace the current pipeline that lays on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac would be 100% a lot safer than putting them on trucks, barges, and oil tankers? And then you're going to try to move this product on a daily basis. And what the bottom line is to all this, which totally ticks me off, they've been fighting this as a campaign slogan since 2018, the year they got elected, their first term in office. Folks, we're running into Halloween of 2025 in just a few weeks. This has been 7 years and 10 months. Enbridge has already said they could have had this tunnel built and fully operational had the governor and this attorney general not tied him up in court. Donald Trump has already said he totally supports the tunnel project and doesn't understand why the Democrats are having such a hard time understanding it. Absolutely amazing. So, who was the entity that brought up this old PLG consulting report? Why are they still trying to fight this? God only knows. But I think we've identified the problem. Liberalism is a mental disorder. And I believe the governor and the AG both have it when it comes to this particular issue. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Come see the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4, tours start at 5, live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I got to correct myself. I said this Friday, October 10th. It was actually November 10th, 1975, when the Edmund Fitzgerald went down. When the gales of November come early. I knew that. And one very true fact in that song. Absolutely, absolutely 100% true. Where does the love of God go when the ways turn the minutes into hours? Gordon Lightfoot, oh man, you got to listen to the words of that song. I've told the story before on the radio. Vicky and I hit some massive waves crossing the Saginaw Bay in our 27-foot twin-engine boat at the time. 8 to 10 footers. We went around the tip of the thumb, crossing over. We thought we were going to try to make it up to the tip of the thumb, coming up from Lake St. Clair, the St. Clair River. We headed out, and when soon as we made that turn, and we missed Grindstone City, the waves were unbelievable. I looked at my watch. It was about 11 o'clock at night, operating with the GPS navigation system. Had it all charted out with Grindstone City. We knew exactly how to get around the rocks. We knew all that. Well, when we turned the corner, the waves were coming right at us. So had to slightly take it at a quarter tack, punch it to get up the waves, turn the steering wheel and kind of surf down the waves, zigzagging to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left, up and down, up and down, up and down. About an hour, hour and a half later, I looked at my watch. It was 11:05. My black lab Magnum was freaking out, laying right below my feet, between my legs, shaking like crazy. Dad, we're going to die. Like, no, son, we're going to get through this. Unbelievable. I swear, it felt like an hour, hour and a half. I look back at my watch, it was 11:05. Where does the love of God go when the ways turn the minutes into hours? So, yes, appreciate the heads up reminder of that. The gales of November came early. Yep, remember it very well. Well, here is something that you need to understand. Captain Jeff, little music trivia. In that song, Lightfoot says, when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Well, actually, they were going to go to the River Rouge plant. But, of course, that didn't rhyme in the song. Good one, Jeff. Oh, yes, brother, you're right. Oh, yeah. When they left fully loaded for Cleveland. You can't say when they left fully loaded for River Rouge. Yes, absolutely. River Rouge plant, man. That's where they were taking the iron ore. Man, did they crank out a lot of steel down there. Unbelievable. Thanks for that note. I did not know that. Well, one of the things that I don't care whether it's Canadian oil. I don't care if it's American oil like they're proposing in this report. Oil is oil. Supply chain. That's what I care about. Now, I just refilled our tank that we own first time in almost 2 years because of our well-connect heating system. I shopped around because I'm frugal. I'm a cheapskate. I'm a tightwad. Drives Miss Vicky crazy. I got a refill because we own our own tank. We got an additional 10-cent discount per gallon. I got a hold of Christ. K-R-I-S-T out of the UP. I got it for $1.49 a gallon. Yes, sir. Go right ahead and top that sucker off. Won't have to buy propane for another 2 years. I don't care if it's Canadian propane. I don't care if it's American propane. I got it for $1.49. Where does those numbers come from? Supply chain. Competition. Because we have an abundant supply, the prices are down right now. Call. Check them out. Call Chris. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. See if they'll match my $1.49 a gallon for you. Now, we do own our tank. We don't lease it. We own it. If you don't own your tank, you might have to pay 10 cents a gallon more. Trucker Randy said on the radio, Chris is giving propane right now home delivered for either $1.49, $1.59 a gallon. Get your tanks filled up now. And forget about it through the winter. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi.